Live from NPR News, I'm Dale Willman. A tentative deal has been reached between the Writers Guild and Hollywood Studios. If ratified by the union membership, the three-year deal would end one of two strikes that have brought most movie and television productions to a halt. Details of the deal have not been made public. Hollywood actors, meanwhile, remain on strike. A possible government shutdown is now less than a week away as Republicans and Democrats remain unable to reach an agreement on annual government spending bills. The holdup is in the House, where Republicans say they're working on a short-term funding measure that would keep the lights on, but for a very short period. Ohio Republican Congressman Mike Turner spoke with ABC Sunday and said Speaker Kevin McCarthy is trying to negotiate with conservative GOP holdouts who are voting against their party.
The holdouts keep saying to Kevin McCarthy, don't bring bipartisan bills to the floor. We don't want you to use Democrat votes to try to avert a shutdown. But they're using Democrat votes to try to cause a shutdown.
The deadline for new funding is midnight on this coming Saturday. Pressure is growing for New Jersey Senator Bob Menendez to resign after he and his wife were indicted on criminal corruption charges last Friday. Menendez has received criticism from his peers both in his home state and in Washington, D.C., but he says he has no intention of stepping down. NPR's Juliana Kim has more.
Over the weekend, New York Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Pennsylvania Senator John Fetterman spoke out against Menendez, calling the charges against him too egregious to ignore. Both are Democrats like Menendez. Those attitudes were also shared by Democrats back home, including New Jersey Governor Phil Murphy and Representative Andy Kim, who announced he'd run against Menendez. Among those who are in support of Menendez is Republican New York Senator George Santos, who was charged with fraud in May. He told the press, quote, innocent until proven guilty, end quote. Menendez similarly says that's why he plans to stay in office. He and his wife and three others will appear in federal court in Manhattan on Wednesday morning. Juliana Kim, NPR News.
In Kosovo, one police officer has been killed and another has been injured in what the prime minister there is calling a terrorist act. NPR's Rob Schmitz reports on the flare-up of violence between two former wartime enemies.
The incident, the first act of major violence in months, happened in a village in the north of Kosovo. In a statement, police said that two heavy vehicles without license plates were positioned on a bridge and fired at police units with an arsenal of firearms, including hand grenades and rocket launchers. NATO troops, along with members of the EU police force and Kosovo police, could be seen patrolling the road leading to the village. The area borders Serbia, and Kosovo's government has blamed Serbian government criminal gangs for the violence. Serbia denies the claims. Tensions have run high for months in Kosovo, a former Serbian province, after clashes in May between Serb protesters and NATO peacekeepers. Rob Schmitz, NPR News, Berlin.
And you're listening to NPR News. The women's marathon world record was smashed in Berlin, Germany on Sunday. As NPR's Joe Hernandez reports, Ethiopian runner Tigist Assefa beat the previous best time by more than 2 minutes.
Assefa completed the BMW Berlin Marathon in 2 hours, 11 minutes, and 53 seconds. That was 2 minutes and 11 seconds faster than the previous women's world record set in Chicago in 2019 by Kenyan runner Bridget Kosge. The 26-year-old Assefa says she didn't expect to run the race so quickly, but that it was the result of hard work. On the men's side, Kenyan runner Eliud Kipchoge finished the competition in 2 hours, 2 minutes, and 42 seconds. It was his fifth time winning the Berlin Marathon. Joe Hernandez, NPR News.
One day after being downgraded from a tropical storm, Ophelia continues to threaten much of the northeastern U.S. with coastal flooding and heavy rains. The National Weather Center says swells generated by the storm will affect the coast from Washington to New York City for at least until later this morning. The center is warning of possible dangerous surf conditions, along with rip currents created by the storm. As the U.S. auto strike continues, auto workers in Canada have ratified a new labor agreement with the Ford Motor Company. The new deal averted a strike there. Union officials say the new contract raised the base hourly wage for production workers by almost 20% over 3 years. Trade worker pay will go up by 25%. The contract also gives permanent workers a $10,000 bonus and adds a cost of living adjustment. I'm Dale Willman, NPR News.